Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Welcome to part two of the SB Nation NFL Show's Community Row. We have been previewing the draft needs in every single division of the NFC. That was RJ's job. Now it comes to me to do the Superior Conference, the AFC. We are going to hit every division, tell you the biggest need, the biggest fear, and basically what you should be watching for. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get right to it. Our last division of the day is the AFC West, of course. We'll revisit the other side of that Orlando Brown deal, and we'll do so with Arrowhead Pride's Pete Sweeney. Pete, thank you very much for the time today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is an exciting week. Everybody gets new players, so I'm eager to see where everybody ends up. And the Chiefs admitted, essentially, through their actions, that they really didn't like any of the other options after Trent Williams. And they were picking at number 31, probably too high to get a potential day one starter. And this was their greatest need by far, the left tackle position, protecting Patrick Mahomes' blind side. So who do they turn to for help? It's the team that can't seem to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC.
I love the move because it's the Chiefs maximizing their biggest on-field asset, and that's Patrick Mahomes. They just get it. They know what they have to do, and they're doing everything they can to build things up around him. I look at a team like the Los Angeles Chargers, and to me, they should be on the exact same mission. You have Justin Herbert. He looked awesome last year. They go out, they sign Corey Linsley, which is a great move by them. In the draft, I think they have to do the same thing. Yeah. If you're a Chiefs fan, what do you not want the Chargers to do in this draft?
Well, I think you're nailing it. So not only did they add Linsley, who I believe might have been a target of the Chiefs as well from some of the things that I've heard, but they got a guard in Matt Filer. So they're bolstering that offensive line. To me, there are two teams in the division between the Chiefs and the Chargers who have quarterbacks set, which is the hardest thing to do in football. Like, I really truly believe in Justin Herbert. So I think Chiefs fans and what would give them pause is if the Chargers were picking 13th, if a Slater falls to them. I know a lot of people had felt like Sewell is the best option. If there are certain ways that this draft goes and the Chargers are able to nab a tackle like that, then all of a sudden, now I really think Herbert and Mahomes could go blow for blow, really, in what would be some entertaining offensive shootouts. And that would happen twice a year, which I think would be a gift to football fans, even if you're a fan of the Chiefs or Chargers or not.
I don't know what the Raiders are doing. I think John Gruden has been a disaster. I have very little confidence in them in the draft. What do you see as their biggest need? What should they do?
I think they'll be looking at the offensive tackle position. I think they'll be looking for potentially an edge player, a linebacker. I saw Micah Parsons connected to them as well. And again, you talk about losing Trent Brown. You talk about losing Rodney Hudson. It seems like and when they find solutions at the positions, they end up letting them go one way or another, and then they have to solve them again. And it's just like a recurring theme in Oakland / Las Vegas. Like, I think about Khalil Mack and that whole thing, and now their needs, you know, and you can, if you're not locking up those players that are needs, then they're going to be needs again. And I think that's the story of the 2021 draft for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Speaking of going to get a quarterback, that leaves us with the Denver Broncos, right, who we keep hearing over and over again that Denver's really interested in a quarterback. I think it's good news for Broncos fans that, right, John Elway is not going to be the guy picking that quarterback, because as great as he was as a player, he has not been able to identify a quarterback. Are you worried as a Chiefs fan that Denver is going to move up, make a play for a quarterback, and potentially change their franchise's stars?
Well, it seems like they're going to need to move up. That's kind of the rumblings that you're hearing, because now the Detroit Lions are taking calls. They have Goff now, of course. The Carolina Panthers just traded for Sam Darnold, and they're both sitting right in front of the Denver Broncos in the top 10. So if they go and get a quarterback, it seems like they're going to have to even get in front of those teams, and who knows if they're going to be able to do that. I'm having questions there. I do feel bad for Drew Lock. Like I said, I don't think he's had a full year to really show what he can do. Last year, he had the injury issues. I believe it was a shoulder injury.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.